Hey, it's Mike Robb. Well, he made it through the first season of Legends, and now Sean Bean is along to talk about what's coming up in Season 2 that debuts in just a few days. Plus, if you love cool cars, then you gotta love Bitchin' Rides. The series is into its second season on Velocity, and we talked to the guy behind it all. Let's get to the point.
This is The Point. The Point Radio. Get The Point Radio.
Dave Kindig is an automotive artist that creates mechanical masterpieces that car lovers, well, just love. It's all part of a show called Bitchin' Rides, which has been running for a full season on Velocity, has now headed into its second run of episodes on the network. I sat down with Dave and asked him to tell me about the show.
Bitchin' Rides takes place at Kindigit Design in Salt Lake City, Utah. 30 guys working their butts off, making show cars, great show drivers, as we call them. And just having a lot of fun. We do all aspects in one place, from design all the way through the upholstery, the finish up, and taking them to shows.
So what are we going to see in the new season?
Well, you're going to see one of everything and two of some, but a couple that really stand out. 1959 Buick Invicta, which we get the pleasure of seeing the build begin on the very first episode of Season 2, as well as one of my very favorite vehicles. This one's going to be awesome. It'll finish out the Season 2, and that's called the Copper Caddy. And I can't tell you any more than that.
Car fanatics like Dave usually start at a young age. So what was the first car that he fell in love with?
Well, you know, when I was a kid, I always loved Corvettes. I always just thought they looked cool because they were so much so different from the normal boxy cars that were cruising around in the 70s. So, you know, I was very much about those. Of course, once I first started driving, I was very much into Volkswagens. Just got a kick out of how cool they looked. Dropped down. I had a lot of friends in the Volkswagen clubs, and that's kind of where I, you know, really started rocking out on chopping the tops off of stuff. And I was self-taught metal shaping, welding, body paint, graphics, mechanical, electrical, and just kind of snowballed from there. My cars were standing out, and pretty soon I was building cars for other people.
It seems like the most coveted cars are always the older ones. Nobody seems to really have a lot of affection, for example, for a 2009 Hyundai these days. So why are these older cars so loved?
You know, there was definitely a point from the classic cars that everybody recognizes and knows from the 70s and earlier that there was a very bland amount of time, that there wasn't a lot of great customs or things that we might consider to be a classic down the road 50 years from now. I think right now, actually, the market has asked for cars that look good, that perform well. And I'll tell you what, you know, between Dodge and Chevrolet, Ford, and even some of the foreign markets, These cars are really starting to stand out a little bit more now. They're putting some effort into some shape into the design.
A lot of great cars showed up on the first season of Bitchin' Rides, and I asked Dave what his favorite project was.
Oh, certainly the one thing that stood out has to be the 1939 GM Futureliner. That car, that vehicle was such a massive undertaking for a custom shop to do a full restoration. That was really a challenge for us. We've built so many radical customs, but to do something that has to be true back to original from 1953 to 56 during the Parade of Progress, we nailed that one. Wow. That was certainly a big job, though.
Let's see what Dave puts together with a new season of Bitchin' Rides. The episodes run every Tuesday right now on Velocity. Big debut for Supergirl, all that and more, and what's going on in pop culture. It's another one of those things you're definitely going to want to share with your friends, especially for Halloween. It's a fan-made Marvel Zombies trailer using existing footage from stuff like The Avengers, X-Men, Deadpool, and Spider-Man all together in one universe and one trailer, too. Alex Luther from YouTube put the whole thing together, and if you want to see it, we've got it up this week as part of the Point Preview at GetThePointRadio.com. All right, here's some more stuff to add to your scoreboard for the new TV season. Grindr from Fox has been given the back nine order. They'll get a full 22 episodes of that series. That joins ones like Limitless, Blind Spot, Fox's Rosewood, and ABC's Quantico and Dr. Ken. All have been given full season orders. On the flip side, over at NBC, the new comedy Truth Be Told has had its 13-episode season, cut down to 10 due to low ratings in the coveted 18 to 49-year-old demographic. After more than enough build-up and hype over the last few months, Supergirl paid off big for CBS, coming in as the number two show of the night and the highest-rated new TV series to debut this fall so far. The debut racked up some big numbers in the coveted 18 to 49-year-old age group. It was a big win on social media, too, picking up three times the amount of activity as previous other winners so far for the season, like Scream Queens and the Muppets. Meanwhile, in comic stores, DC is re-releasing the New 52 Supergirl number one from a few years back. That has been put with a new cover and should be in the hands of comic retailers sometime over the next couple of weeks. Mark Webb, the guy behind bringing Limitless to CBS, which has been a winner so far this season, has a new crime drama on the way called Smoke and Mirrors. It focuses on a Houdini-like LAPD detective and crime solver. He'll direct and executive produce the new series under his deal with CBS. We should hear more about this as we get closer to pilot season. As you may have heard, Ricky Gervais is back as the host of the Golden Globes coming up early in 2016. Meanwhile, Jane Lynch will host the People's Choice Awards for the year. That takes place on CBS on Wednesday, January 6th. This might make you feel slightly ancient. Remember Sherilyn Finn from Twin Peaks and a couple of other successful series in the 90s? Well, she's back on series television, this time playing a pot-growing grandma on the new season of Shameless, which debuts on Showtime early in January.
The Point, The Point.
Dave Kindig is an automotive artist that creates mechanical masterpieces that car lovers, well, just love. It's all part of a show called Bitchin' Rides, which has been running for a full season on Velocity, has now headed into its second run of episodes on the network. I sat down with Dave and asked him to tell me about the show.
Bitchin' Rides takes place at Kindigit Design in Salt Lake City, Utah. 30 guys working their butts off, making show cars, great show drivers, as we call them, and just having a lot of fun. We do all aspects in one place, from design all the way through the upholstery, the finish up, and taking them to shows.
So what are we going to see in the new season?
Well, you're going to see one of everything and two of some, but a couple that really stand out. 1959 Buick Invicta, which we get the pleasure of seeing the build begin on the very first episode of season two, as well as one of my very favorite vehicles. This one's going to be awesome. It'll finish out the season two, and that's called the Copper Cat. And I can't tell you any more than that.
Car fanatics like Dave usually start at a young age. So what was the first car that he fell in love with?
Well, you know, when I was a kid, I always loved Corvettes. I always just thought they looked cool because they were so much, so different from the normal boxy cars that were cruising around in the 70s. So, you know, I was very much about those. Of course, once I first started driving, I was very much into Volkswagens. Just got a kick out of how cool they looked. Dropped down. I had a lot of friends in the Volkswagen clubs, and that's kind of where I, you know, really started rocking out on chopping the tops off of stuff. And I was self-taught metal shaping, welding, body paint, graphics, mechanical, electrical, and just kind of snowballed from there. My cars were standing out, and pretty soon I was building cars for other people.
It seems like the most coveted cars are always the older ones. Nobody seems to really have a lot of affection, for example, for a 2009 Hyundai these days. So why are these older cars so loved?
You know, there was definitely a point from the classic cars that everybody recognizes and knows from the 70s and earlier that there was a very bland amount of time, that there wasn't a lot of great customs or things that we might consider to be a classic down the road 50 years from now. I think right now, actually, the market has asked for cars that look good, that perform well. And I'll tell you what, you know, between Dodge and Chevrolet, Ford, and even some of the foreign markets, These cars are really starting to stand out a little bit more now. They're putting some effort into some shape into the design.
A lot of great cars showed up on the first season of Bitchin' Rides, and I asked Dave what his favorite project was.
Oh, certainly the one thing that stood out has to be the 1939 GM Futureliner. That car, that vehicle was such a massive undertaking for a custom shop to do a full restoration. That was really a challenge for us. We've built so many radical customs, but to do something that has to be true back to original from 1953 to 56 during the Parade of Progress, we nailed that one. Wow. That was certainly a big job, though.
Let's see what Dave puts together with a new season of Bitchin' Rides. And episodes run every Tuesday right now on Velocity. That does it for the podcast. We're back in a few days, and you'll always find us in the iTunes podcast directory and on websites like GetThePointRadio.com and ComicVix.com. We don't stop there. We have plenty of exclusives to share with you all week long. Check the Point Preview out right now at GetThePointRadio.com. And follow us on Twitter under PC Upload, on Facebook under The Point Radio, and Instagram under Pop Culture Upload. See you back here in a few days.
Get the Point.